Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. All right, lot to tell you about. And the first story is dopey. It's a dumb story, but it's part of what this country has become. So the President of the United States yesterday, in conversation about COVID, says this.
The frontline workers, many, many are taking it. I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine?
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
When?
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, when?
A couple of weeks ago, I started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
Now, number one, who cares whether the president is taking hydroxychloroquine? I don't care. It's a prescription drug. So his doctor prescribed it for him. I guess he wants to build up some prevention. I don't know. It's better than medical marijuana, right? Barack Obama says he used cocaine in high school or something, didn't he? And nobody cared. Oh, as soon as they go, how can he do this? How can he do this? Do what? He's taking some kind of drug that his doctor says is okay for him to take in order to protect him from COVID. Will it? I don't know. I'm not taking it. Okay? But why do I care if he's taking it? I don't care. Now, if he was taking methamphetamine, then I would care. But not now. Now, the ones that complain the loudest are the ones who hate him the most. So if you hate him and want bad things to happen to him, as these people do, what are you worried about? He's taking some drug and you think it's going to give him a heart attack? What do you want to, looking out for him now? You're protecting him? Is that what you're doing? No. This is just such a farce and a fraud. I can't tell you. And then Nancy Pelosi weighs in. Pardon the pun. Go.
As far as the president is concerned, he's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientist, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say. So I think it's not a good idea.
Oh, Nancy's looking out for him. You know she's concerned about his health. Morbidly obese. What a lovely woman. Isn't Nancy Pelosi just a lovely person? Morbidly obese. Now, I'm sitting here, and my liberal friends, I was making fun of them. See, my technique is, because I'm neither conservative or liberal. I know some people think I'm conservative, but I'm traditional. I'm not conservative. I don't have an orthodoxy. But I make fun of my liberal friends through people like Nancy Pelosi. And I go, hey, here's your gal, and she's calling the president morbidly obese. Isn't that nice? And that's not true. I mean, he's overweight. He's put on some weight since he's gotten into the Oval Office, but he's not morbidly obese. And she said that to diminish him, not because she's concerned about him. She's not. You could say a lot of things about Nancy Pelosi's appearance. I will not do that, but you could, absolutely could. So this whole thing, again, file it under F, farce. And this was the lead story. Last night, everywhere, this was it. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now.
American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
So here in New York City, we have a guy named Bill de Blasio as mayor of the city. This guy's a champ. Okay, he's a communist. Now, he's not a communist. He is a communist. I wouldn't say that if he wasn't. He is. That's what he... Oh, no. Yes! But he's a totalitarian to boot. So Memorial Day coming up. Long Island, where I am, beaches are open. Jersey, beaches are open. I think Connecticut's open, although Ned Lamont is another crazy guy, governor there. But I think that Connecticut beaches are open. Everybody's beaches are open except New York City. Here's de Blasio.
Don't go in the water. Not supposed to go in the water. It's a dangerous situation to ever go in the water when there's not lifeguards present. So there'll be a constant reminder of that. If anyone tries to get in the water, they'll be taken right out of the water.
Hey, now I was a lifeguard, all right? So I can't imagine. Now, anyway, there's water. You have to go in and get them. That's never going to happen. There will be people going in the water, loons, mostly intoxicated people. That's what always happens. The water's too cold right now up here in the Northeast to go in. I mean, it's freezing. But there'll be loons going in. And yeah, if the cops see them, I guess they'll put them on their waders and go out and grab them, I guess. And they'll get a summons. But the New York City beaches should be open. COVID does not spread in the ocean or in the lake. Okay, that's not where it is. Father's Day coming up on June 21st. That's coming up fast. This is the ultimate gift for dad or granddad. Get a lifetime premium membership to BillO'Reilly.com. We'll have an announcement Thursday. We are expanding our operation. I told you this a few weeks ago. We are going to do it. And I'll give you the details on Thursday. But Dad and Granddad gets a lifetime membership, and you get 8 killing books, all of them. And the next one coming up, Killing Crazy Horse, coming out September 15th. So you get 9 books and the membership. I mean, that's just a fantastic. That's the best deal I can possibly give everybody. And since we have been very fortunate here, thanks to you, you know, our expansion is going to mean we are going to have more resources, reach more people. We're going to change things a little bit, but not a lot. And it's going to benefit every premium and concierge member. So I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to be back with Can Donald Trump Get Reelected?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
All right, here's the final thought of the day. On the radio, we do a 4-minute commentary every day. It's called the O'Reilly Update Message of the Day. We post it on BillO'Reilly.com. You can hear it, along with our news summary and something you might not know. Anyway, my commentary today was, can Donald Trump get reelected? So you have to throw the polls out. Biden leads in most polls by just a little, not a lot. And Biden is a very weak candidate. So if you're going to vote for Biden, you're not really voting for him. You're voting for Obama, because the whole Obama team, including the former president, going to come back if Biden wins. Now, what I mean by come back is that they're going to be running the show, not Joe Biden. It's obvious that the former vice president, mental acuity is damaged. He's not going to be able to formulate policy. It'll be formulated for him. Even so, 40% of Americans don't like Donald Trump at all and are fully capable of voting for anybody but him. So he had an advantage, President Trump, with the economy. It was doing so well, no matter what the Democrats said. It was doing fabulously. It's gone. Now everybody's afraid. When you're afraid, you vote emotionally. So if Donald Trump can get it under control, kids go back to school, businesses open, all of that, maybe a vaccine, maybe a medicine, I don't know. But just get the optimism rising. Got to just be rising. Got a good chance. But I do a lot of nuts and bolts on the radio. Give you a lot of different examples, a lot of factoids, all of that. I want to signal you for that. And I would like you to listen to the radio program. We have almost 250 affiliates in a year, which is magical, never happens. And we're adding and adding and adding now like crazy. But some of you don't get it in your city. We just added WABC in New York and WLS in Chicago, two enormous legacy stations. WBT in Charlotte, WRKO in Boston, legacy stations. I mean, we're on the big ones. And so I want to signal that for you. I think you'll be interested in hearing it. And we will see you here tomorrow.